This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, December 30th. God's word for you today is by faith. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, and it says, "What is faith? It is the confident assurance that something we want is going to happen. It is the certainty that what we hope for is waiting for us, even though we cannot see it up ahead." Many times speaking with folks, I have realized that sometimes we all go through the phase where we are confessing God's word over our lives, destiny, and the seeds we have sown. But in our heart of hearts, we are not sure. We doubt if the confessions will work or if they will have any real effect. One way of ensuring that our words and our watering are powerful is when we grow in faith, because it is a confession of faith. When we grow in faith, then the words we speak will not only mean so much to us, and we will have no space for doubts in our hearts, but we will also be confident that we will see the results, and we will see the results. Once you are rooted and growing in faith, you can expect that the words that you speak will be powerful. What I'm saying in essence is that you yourself are a plant and you have to grow. Instead of being overly concerned if the words that you're speaking over your destiny will be effective, if you're growing as the planting of the Lord, then your words will grow in stature, in power, in authority, and the effect of your watering will be amazing to the glory of God. Your watering will be potent because you are growing. Colossians chapter 2, verse 5 to 7 says, "And I rejoice that you are living as you should, and that your faith in Christ is strong. And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Let your roots grow down into him, and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thanksgiving." We see in this scripture an analogy of your life as a plant, rooted, drawing nourishment, and growing in Christ and in God. The way faith works is, faith is the currency of engagement in the spiritual. We struggle because we do not see the invisible, at least with our physical eyes. We tend to ignore the fact that it is even more potent than the physical world that we see. Many people would say, "Pastor, I do not see it. I do not know how it works. How can I use it, deploy it to my advantage?" Listen, you do not need to see things for them to work. We all use our mobile phones. You dial the contact and it goes wirelessly. You do not see it. If you insist on seeing everything to believe and engage with it, you will be so backward. If you can accept how the phone works, then you do not need to explain or understand the technology behind the phone for the phone to work. That is how faith is. You just need to operate by faith. Open the supernatural by faith and engage God by faith. Let us pray. Father, grow and strengthen my faith this season in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.